The lecha kizayis b'deachilus pras. His nozel hadema, which means the type of a cholin that has food that has inside it spices of truma. So the spices is the lecha kizayis b'deachilus pras. By the time you eat a pras, 4 eggs worth of this meichel, you do not even have a kizayis worth of truma inside it. So Rashi says the chiyuvei oichot truma b'truma saguf b'yevi ala b'kizayis. You only chayiv if you eat a kizayis worth of it. So kitzi, you only chayiv if you eat a kizayis of truma when you tamei. Now, we ain't truma achila kishir mataresas, but anytime you eat a shear, it's not in start to put it together. Whether the shear is a kizayis or a kesevus yom kippur, only if you don't wait from the beginning to the eating until the end of the kizayis, more than the achilas pras. And over here, since it's mixed in this truma, this tavlin, therefore, it's less than a kezayis v'derechios pras, and therefore it's like butter brave. Of course, Rashi also says that the table and the truma is also only midrabonin, so therefore we could be mekel to let him eat it. Okay, now the Gemara says on the Aflam and Heyam and Aleph. Omer Rebbe Yenison, that Omer Rebbe, Oichol Shlishi Shel Truma Atzma, if somebody eats truma itself, that has a shlish l'tumor on it, that will be the toughest puzzle. So lochus, when he eats it, also lechol, his body becomes tamei, that he's not allowed to eat any more truma anymore. But a mutaliga, that doesn't become that much tamei, that he's not allowed to touch, he's allowed to touch truma. So he himself cannot eat truma anymore until he goes to the mitzvah midrabanan. So here it is the same lochus that Ula said before. So Mar says still, the yitzruch, the yula, the yitzruch, Rabbi Yenisa, we need both lochus. If we don't hear this halacha from Ula's halacha, that he said before, I mean, I would have thought to say, when does Ula say it? The chulin shenarfu atayra truma, only by chulin that was made atayra sa truma. And there, he's machmet to say that true, you can't eat truma, but you'll have to test truma. Because what you ate was not really truma, it was only chulin. So you will not petit your chulin atayra sa truma. Therefore, when that chulin becomes a shlishi, they will make it to say that even though you can't eat truma, but you can touch truma. Avul bought by truma, but if you eat real truma that has a shlishi that's shlishi truma, maybe even a giyah nami yosef, maybe it's even us now if you can touch truma even. Therefore, I need Rabbi Yechanan, it's the Rabbi Yenison, that even when you eat a truma etzma of a shlishi, still you're allowed to touch other truma. Now the Rabbi Yenison of Oni would have learned Rabbi Yenison's halacha by Truma D'Raisa. How do I would have thought to say, Hani, Mila, when do I say this Chumra, Truma? Only if you eat real Truma that has a Shlish L'Tumra on that's possible. Then we say your goof becomes possible that you can eat Truma. Avol, but by Chulin, if you're only eating regular meat of Chulin, regular food of Chulin. Biachila Nami Shari, even though this Chulin, you makal upon yourself the chum mitzvah b'tayras truma, and now this chulin became pasul, became a shlishi. If you did that, would thought to say that even your goof remains tall, that you'll not eat truma still. It's tricha. That's why I need Ula's halacha now. That in both cases, both by the rice and both by the rabbanon have the same halachas, that your body becomes pasul, you cannot eat truma, but what then you will not touch truma. Yosef Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Masa came with Rav Nosson, he was sitting in front of Rav Nosson. The Yosef, they were sitting, they come, and he said up like this, Hoichol Shlishi Shar Chulin Shenasa Teres HaKadosh. If somebody eats Chulin, which the person was Mekavah upon himself, did it with the same type of tire that he eats Kochim. So, and it was a Shlishi, meaning that a Sheni touched it and made it into a Shlishi, and the person ate this Shlishi of Chulin Shenasa Teres HaKadosh. The lochu is tor lechol b'kodesh. That this person now is tor, he's not eating kachim still, even though he ate this food that was a shlishi, and usually by kachim a shlishi makes a revi, still the person though is not eating kachim. Why? Shein lechodova, sheis a revi b'kodesh, elo kodesh mikodesh mavad. Where do we have this chumr? Rashi explains it's only a chumr with the rabbanin, that by kachim we say a shlishi makes a revi. That's only by real kachim. Kachim it derives a piece of a korban, a piece of kachim. If it becomes a shlishi l'tumah and it touches something, another kachim, it can make it a revi. That's only by kachim for kachim bavad. For a revi, since it's only chulin, shenasa v'tayas ha'kodesh, it doesn't have that chumrah. So even though it itself is possible, But if you eat it, you do not become tamei, and he holds you even allowed to eat kosher. On this Mostev Rami Bachomer, Rami Bachomer asked a question. Mostev Rami Bachomer, it says Shlishi is Sheni La Kodesh. If somebody eats this Bostel, this Shlishi Lutomo, so his body becomes a Sheni now for Kachim. Kachim means to say that if he touches meat, it becomes a Shlishi, and Shlishi makes Ravi. And as just as often says, we ain't Sheni Lutomo. But negated to Truma, he doesn't become a Sheni. Meaning to say, if he touches Truma, it is not possible to Truma. And what are we talking about over here? The Chul and Shenas are part of Truma. We're talking about this food, which the person was Makabal, he did the Taras at Truma. So again, it's not really Truma, and it's a Shlishi of Truma. As I walk, if you eat it, your group becomes a Sheni for Kachin, that you now do pass, you do make a Shlishi for Kachin. The question is why? Lechura, it's not a mark of the Gemara. Halav Kodesh Mekodesh is not real Kachin. You're telling me now this Chum is only by real Kachin, Bosa Kachin, that if it becomes a Shlishi, it makes a Revi. Here it's not real Kachin, it's only Chumin, Shenasa Taras HaTrumah even. So why do you agree here as the Chumra, that when you eat it, you become a Sheni, that you can make a Shlishi in a Revi? So my answer is, Malay, Hanech LeTrumah, leave over Trumah. Even though you must but keep your truma the tyro, it's not such a good tyro, and it's middle like real like tum the gate egdish. So in other words, this chumash and also tyro a truma, we have to be afraid that when it's a sheni or even if it's a shlishi, maybe it's really, really a sheni truma. That's what you have to be afraid about, since you're not marked with so much on its tyro. The amount that you watch it is not called really being watched for kachim. They gave the kachim, it's clear like it wasn't watched, but you have to be afraid, maybe it's a sheni. But it's hard to say it's a sheni, therefore if you eat it, it's really metam, you make sure like a shlishi, and therefore we give you a chumat, you can still be metam a kachim with it. So where did we say that if you eat a shlishi, you do not pass a kachim, that's only a shlishi of kachim, which is only a chumat mid rabbanim. But over here, if it's only with mak betida betaras atruma, so mechal negay tuchas kachim is not called so much watched. So negay to kachim is fitted like a real sheni l'tuma. Therefore, your body becomes tuma here, and therefore it says that if you eat it, you become like a sheni l'tuma. Meaning to say that if you touch kachim, you make it into a shlishi, and the shlishi can go further to make it into a revi. Now the Gemara says, "Let me not tell you. I don't know how to say this, that something is being watched for truma." Is not called watched at all for kachim. How do we know this? It's not learned like this anymore. Chagiga that says big day yamarts, the clothing that an amarts wears is medrash lepushim. Pushim is a person that's parish, that he does not eat. He eats his chulin b'tayra. A person that's marked with teeth things b'tayra, he has to be afraid that an amarts is not marked with, and his clothing could be a medrash of a zav. When he was a zav, he sat on it to use his clothing. There's not marked with him to tire it. So the clothing of an amoret has a lock of a medrash like an avatuma. That when the amoret was a zav, he sat on it, he slept on it. So therefore it has tumas medrash on it. That's for a purushim. Now, bigday purushim, what's going to be the beggar of a regular person that eats his chulim to tire it? Is medrus liyechu truma. For a kind that eats truma, he has to be makbid more, and therefore the geyatim, he holds that even the prushim, when they become a zav, they're not so makbid, their shmira is not such a good shmira. He has to be afraid his clothing he wore when he was a zav, has also called the medrus lazav, a medrus. Therefore it's also called an avatuma for echle truma. Now, big liyechu truma, even with the kanim, that eat truma, their clothing is considered medrus lekodesh. Someone that wants to eat kachim now, we have to be afraid that the person that washed himself for truma is not called such a good shmira. And maybe the gate to kachim is not called like he washed it. So you have to be afraid maybe he wore it when he was a zav and he sat on it. So you see clearly the beged of a kain that washes himself eat truma is not called the shmira for kachim, and the gate to kachim is called the medrus, medrus azav. You see clearly the tari you do for truma is not sufficient for a kachim, and if a kachim will look as if you did not watch it at all, and therefore stummy. That's called big biyach, which truma is called medrash lekodesh. Now the Gemara says, oh, my rovo, medrash is kamrit, yes, can be questioned, you bring me proof is about tumas medrash, that when you sit on, when you're Zad, you sit on something, Shani Midrashas, Midrashas is different, that Shema Teshavalei Mishtanidah, we have to be afraid of something.